So, say a family member that passed away, perchance, turned into a hungry ghost. How might one help them when they're in that realm to move on?
That's actually that's where say classically, doctrinally, that's where those offerings of merit, dedications of merit, are most efficacious.
Thank you. So then that works the same kind of way if the person that's passed on has not really had that much merit? Like if they've.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, in the end, it's sort of you can't rely on others. So that, we end up reaping the fruits of our own actions. So but also sort of looking at the grand scale of things, it's not about Buddhist concepts of right and wrong and merit and not merit, but it's more like these are fundamental truths of we go through cycles of birth and death, dependent on our actions, and they have results, and but it's over long periods of time. And the fact that somebody even has a human birth, it's like Taylor's bringing up of the wise gods advise those gods who are take a human birth, because human birth is really, that's where it's happening. And so that the fact that we've taken human birth, or anybody has the merit to take human birth, have a storehouse of goodness. And, sometimes people don't act on it, and sometimes people act on it incredibly. But over time, you realize anybody who's taken rebirth in the human realm has got this backlog of goodness that if they seed it, and really bear incredible fruit. Let's have a bit of a break. Come back in 15 minutes.